Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. It's the weekend. Beaches the world over are wonderful places where deep reflection takes place, promises are made, and sometimes lives are changed. Maybe this has happened to you. There's something special about shoreline encounters with God, isn't there? Today, would you join me again in John 21 as the encounter of seven disciples with the resurrected Jesus concludes with some dramatic statements? These seven had fished all night on Lake Galilee and caught nothing. In the early morning light, a lone figure standing on the beach had urged them to try once more by dropping their nets on the right side of the boat. They did, and their nets filled with fish. John, the disciple who was evidently the closest friend of Jesus, was the only one of the seven who recognized Jesus as that voice on the shoreline, and he said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter released his grip on the nets, jumped into the water, swimming ashore, anxious for some private time with resurrected Jesus. The others rowed the boat ashore, dragging the nets because they were so full they couldn't draw them into the boat. When they arrived, they were welcomed by Jesus and fresh hot breakfast that he was cooking for them, and we presume some wonderful conversation about many things. Jesus three times asked Peter about the love Peter had for Jesus, and three times Peter answered in a cautious way, which reflected the reality of how his heart was still raw from Easter weekend and his three denials of Jesus. Then Jesus said to Peter something which I'm sure deeply impacted the other six sitting around that morning fire. "I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will lead you where you do not want to go." John 21:18. Some might say this is the harsh reality of many, many older people as they age. It could be describing transition to assisted living facilities or nursing homes or memory care facilities. But John, the author of the Gospel of John, gives us his explanation of what Jesus meant. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. History tells us it didn't take very long for both Jewish leaders and Roman authorities to recognize the influence Peter had as one of the more famous of Jesus' disciples. Both in Jerusalem and other places where he traveled, people assembled quickly to ask Peter questions about Jesus. To hear Peter preach, and even on occasion, Peter did miracles as Jesus had done. Therefore, Peter was arrested several times. In Acts 12, Peter was in the dungeon on death row. Luke writes, "King Herod had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jewish leaders, he proceeded to seize Peter also." On that occasion, God rescued Peter by sending an angel who freed him from his prison shackles, and Peter walked out with the gates of the prison standing open. But that was not the case years later when Peter was imprisoned by the Roman Caesar and eventually crucified upside down. As they sat on the beach that morning, Jesus, God the Son, could look down the corridors of time and see all that would happen in Peter's life. Peter could only see the lake, the net full of fish, the dying embers of the fire, six good friends sitting with him, and the resurrected Jesus, his Lord. Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." It was an invitation to walk the beach together as they continued their conversation, for I'm sure there was more Jesus intended only for his communication and his commission to Peter. But it was also a statement defining the rest of Peter's life. From that moment on, Peter's entire life purpose, his life mission, his life legacy was to be following Jesus wherever Jesus would lead Peter by the power of his Holy Spirit. May I ask you, has Jesus issued that invitation to you, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world? Are you developing the ability to discern the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God in your life every day? Is my Walking with Jesus time with you turning into a defining life purpose as you walk your personal path of life with Jesus? Are your life priorities, your values, your non-negotiables all shaped by the relationship that you and Jesus have and the path you are walking as you follow Jesus faithfully? Peter and Jesus got up and began strolling down the beach together. We have no record of what they talked about, but I think it's fair to conclude this conversation shaped the remainder of Peter's life. I wonder if it went something like this. Peter, I remember another time that you and I met on this beach, do you? Oh, yes, Jesus. It was just over there. It was morning. I'd fished all night, another night of empty net fishing. But still, my nets needed washing and folding. I was tired, hungry, frustrated. I just wanted to go home and have some breakfast and rest. I saw the little crowd way down the beach walking my way, and it spurred me to work faster. Many of them probably knew me, and I didn't want to face the ridicule of empty nets. As the crowd got closer, I could see you were in the middle of the people teaching them. You stopped right where I was, and you asked if you could sit in my boat and continue teaching. I admit, it frustrated me. I wanted to go home. But I offered you my boat, pushed it out just a little into the water, but of course I had to stand there and hold the boat so it didn't drift away. Your words fascinated me. No, they captivated me. When you finished speaking, I thought finally I'd be heading home. But you asked me to put the nets back in the boat and head out for a catch. I explained to you that I'd fished all night and caught nothing. You said, "I know." And the look on your face was all I needed, so out we went. I don't know how it happened, but you said, "Drop your nets right here." So you helped me, and the catch was so huge, we needed to call for help to pull in the nets. But as we held those nets waiting for John and James to get out to us in their boat, you said to me, "From now on, you'll catch men." That changed my life, and I joined your group of disciples that day. My friends, you'll find that in Luke chapter 5. May I ask, have you had a similar encounter with Jesus? Has he met you right where you are and called you to follow him for a greater purpose in life? And what have you done with Jesus' invitation? After a short while, Peter turned to look back at the beach breakfast scene, and he noticed there were only 5 disciples sitting around the fire. John was also walking the beach, a respectful distance behind, but he was following Jesus and Peter. Why? The invitation Peter had received from Jesus for a beach walk was personal and private. Why do you think John was following them? I believe it was because of John's strong relationship with Jesus. He never wanted to be very far away from Jesus. Pointing at John, Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus' response was simple yet stunning. "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." John 21, verse 22. Jesus was doing what you and I do often, my friends. He was drawing a contrast with an exaggeration. His point was simple. You and I, Peter, have a special, private, personal relationship. John and I have a special, private, personal relationship. As you both follow me, I have a unique journey for each of you, and I will accomplish significant things through each of you as long as you follow me. So, my friends, today I invite you to walk the beach with resurrected Jesus. Just you and him. He knows everything about you, past, present, and future. He knows what he would like to accomplish in you and through you. The question is, what is your personal agenda for the rest of your life? Do you think you have a better plan for your remaining years than Jesus has for you? Do you really believe you can chart the course of the rest of your life better than Jesus can chart it? Take your Bible, your journal in hand, and take a stroll down the beach with Jesus. Talk about your life with him and listen to what he says to you. And I urge you, choose today to follow Jesus every day for the rest of your life. I promise you this, you won't regret it. I found a song that will help you think through your future as you walk with Jesus.